Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County bike and horse trails open for the season today. Everyone 16 and older needs a trail pass. The Neshota Park Horse Trail is the only one not opening today. Park officials say trail conditions continue to be monitored, and they're reminding people to stay off dirt trails if it's just rained. You want to head out early today if you plan to hit those trails. Severe weather expected to move in later this afternoon. Local forecasters say the main threat will be the chance for large hail, downpours, and strong winds. Details coming up in the forecast. De Pere residents can keep a close eye on severe weather with a free weather radio being given out today. The city's health department is giving away the NOAA weather radios from 11 to 1 today as part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. You can pick them up at the city's health department on South Broadway. The radios are only for people who live in the city of De Pere, so you'll need to bring proof of residency like a driver's license or utility bill. Organizers say the radios go fast, so if you want one, you should get there early. And a heads up for drivers in downtown Green Bay. The Walnut Street Bridge is closed today until 3 p.m. for routine maintenance and inspection. Tomorrow, it'll be the Mason Street Bridge, closed from South Monroe to Ashland Avenue between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. A 4-year-old fatally shot their 2-year-old sibling in Fond du Lac County last Friday. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies say 3 young children were in a vehicle in the driveway when their parent ran back into the house for something they forgot. In that time, the 4-year-old found a loaded gun in the center console. The gun fired, hitting the 2-year-old. Authorities say first responders arrived within minutes, but the child died at the scene. Deputies say the family is cooperating, and any criminal charges will be determined when the investigation is complete. Former Brewers manager Phil Garner died over the weekend after battling pancreatic cancer, according to a statement by his family. Garner managed the Milwaukee Brewers for 7 years in the 90s and held the team's record for managerial wins for decades until Craig Counsell surpassed him in 2022. Phil Garner was 76. You'll soon see Wisconsin's iconic block of cheese featured on Coke mini cans in a new promotion. The company is honoring America's upcoming 250th birthday with a limited edition series of mini cans highlighting iconic local symbols from every state, along with D.C. and Puerto Rico. While many state references will be immediately recognizable, like our standard block of cheese, some are a bit more obscure. Minnesota's, for example, is the 8-point star seen on their state flag. You should start noticing the state-themed minicans starting this month. A 4-year-old fatally shot their 2-year-old sibling in Fond du Lac County last Friday. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies say 3 young children were in a vehicle in the driveway when their parent ran back into the house for something they forgot. In that time, the 4-year-old found a loaded gun in the center console. The gun fired, hitting the 2-year-old. Authorities say first responders arrived within minutes, but the child died at the scene. Deputies say the family is cooperating, and any criminal charges will be determined when the investigation is complete. Former Brewers manager Phil Garner died over the weekend after battling pancreatic cancer, according to a statement by his family. Garner managed the Milwaukee Brewers for 7 years in the 90s and held the team's record for managerial wins for decades until Craig Counsell surpassed him in 2022. Phil Garner was 76. You'll soon see Wisconsin's iconic block of cheese featured on Coke mini cans in a new promotion. The company is honoring America's upcoming 250th birthday with a limited edition series of mini cans highlighting iconic local symbols from every state, along with D.C. and Puerto Rico. While many state references will be immediately recognizable, like our standard block of cheese, some are a bit more obscure. Minnesota's, for example, is the 8-point star seen on their state flag. You should start noticing the state-themed minicans starting this month. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In Western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. No one knows the outdoors like deer hunters, and the DNR wants to hear from them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking for thoughts on how to manage the state's deer herd for 2026. The agency says public feedback helps guide decisions on harvest limits and other key hunting rules. Citizen councils in each region will review herd numbers and take comments. You can weigh in online through today or at public meetings later this month. The final plan goes to the Natural Resources Board in June. A $600,000 grant will help statewide student mental health services. The program currently serves 21 districts and about 148,000 students. The funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The search is on for a new Bucks coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks looking for a new head coach, Doc Rivers, on stepping down after 2.5 years.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it. We want it out pretty quick. I want them to do it. It's better. But I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers could return as a consultant, something he was doing for the team before being hired as head coach. The Bucks losing in Philly last night, 126-106. They finished the season with just 32 wins and 50 losses. In Madison, Chris McIntosh, leaving as athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers. A report says he'll be accepting a job with the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh was the AD the past 5 years. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off. After losing to the Nationals 8-6, the crew have now lost 5 in a row.
It's part of a major league season, and you just go through it. We expect a lot, and we've put ourselves in that position.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of thunderstorms later today and again tonight, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado is possible, so stay weather aware here later today and tonight. High today, low to mid-70s. Tonight, more storms, mid-50s. Tomorrow, more rain and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.com. FM.